Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my topic today is about the recent UFC event on Saturday, UFC 254, the main event, Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje. I talk a little bit about the fight, but more why is he so dominant? Why did he achieve 29-0? First of all, let's talk about the fight. You know, the fight was very hyped up because a lot of people said Justin Gaethje might be the guy who can beat Khabib because he has better wrestling than the former competition Khabib has faced in the UFC. And if you look at the paper, it's true, although Justin Gaethje never used his wrestling in his fights and only maybe as a defensive move. And he is a powerful striker. With a lot of knockout power. However, he fought a lot of times very reckless and tries to swing everything in his power, and that cost him, as you will know then later, his victory or his winner was one of the reasons. And yeah, it was a very anticipated fight, but of course most people and the smart people, they bet on Khabib and they knew he will win. And yeah, the whole week was very hard. Because, you know, as for the people who don't know that, Khabib's dad passed away in this summer. And he was his lifelong coach, mentor, and trainer. And there was the first fight without him, without his dad. And when he walked in, when Khabib walked in, it smelled like, for a lot of people, as also Dana White, the UFC president, said, like a big upset, because he didn't look like he always looks in his face, you know. But then when he entered the cage, and as soon as they locked the cage and the fight started, it was totally different again. So never judge somebody just by the look. The first 2 minutes was a little bit of feel-out process. Khabib moved back and forth, Justin Gaethje, and there was a lot of footwork. But after 2 minutes, they started throwing, and it was very hectic because Justin Gaethje had big problems dealing with Khabib's pressure. And it's different if you just think you can beat him and you have the tools, but then if you step in the cage in front of that person who is unbeatable, it's totally different. It seems like Justin Gaethje was very overwhelmed and very panicked, and very overwhelmed and was hectic. Although Justin Gaethje in the first round threw maybe 5 or 6 low kicks, hard low kicks that were quite effective. One low kick, Khabib did a good move, and the inside low kick, Khabib also turned his knee away, so it was less effective. And 2 good hooks from Justin Gaethje. In general, it was Justin Gaethje threw 22 strikes and Khabib 24 strikes. And it was a lot of pressure from Khabib, a lot of footwork. Khabib was coming forward, although Justin Gaethje connected twice with a hook behind his ear, but it had no effect for everybody who always said, well, Khabib has no chin. And Justin Gaethje, when he hits clean and everything, yeah, we saw that. And there was nothing for Khabib. And then he was moving forward and pressuring, and there was one takedown attempt from Khabib. They were more in the upper body clinching, and Justin Gaethje stopped it. But you know what? Every fighter can stop one takedown from a guy like Khabib, because in the UFC, they also, especially in the UFC, you train also to defend takedowns. So it's no surprise, but it doesn't mean just because you stop one takedown, you're safe. And then there was another takedown attempt, and Justin Gaethje and Khabib both sprawled at the same time a little bit away. And then it was the third takedown. It seemed like Khabib shot that takedown from 10 feet away and he still got it, you know. And then he mounted him. He was on top of him, and he wants to finish with an armbar, but it was the end of the round and that saved him. So it was a Khabib round, although Gaethje did everything he could, but Khabib also connected good, don't forget that. Khabib gave him 2 good straight right hands, a front kick to the body, a few good jabs, and also very good knee to the head from Khabib. And he is quite good in getting better and better at flying knees and jumping knees at people. And then of course the takedown he got, and then that secured him the round. And second round started off immediately with a lot of pressure again from Khabib. Justin Gaethje threw 1 or 2 hard low kicks again, but then his third low kick, Khabib catched it and he sprawled with it a little bit, with Justin Gaethje, and he turned around and again from a lot of distance, because people always say he can only shoot takedowns when he's close to the cage, and he turned Gaethje around like he was nothing, was on his back, and it worked to the triangle choke. Habib was on his back and did the triangle choke on Justin Gaethje. The referee didn't see the tap from Gaethje. Gaethje tapped twice, but he didn't see it, and Habib was looking at him, why you don't see? But of course he did the right job. He kept going until the referee pulls him off and he put Justin Gaethje to sleep. So that's so far about the fight. But now let's talk about why is he so dominant. The three major components. One thing is his dad was not just his dad, he was his coach, lifelong mentor. And he was a good coach, not just one coach like some people have their parents. They're also doing the same sport what you do, or they did it when they were younger, and they can give you here and there some advice. Habib's dad was a national sambo and judo trainer in Dagestan. And Dagestan, Russia in general, is very known for good wrestlers, high caliber Olympic wrestlers. But Dagestan, especially, they're very good at sambo and wrestling judo. And sambo is a very good jumping board if you want for an MMA fight, because you have a lot of grappling. Almost all aspects from grapplings are allowed in a normal wrestling, a little bit different, plus you have striking, so that helps you and prepares you for an MMA fight. So that's why his grappling is so effective and is better than a lot of college wrestlers or a lot of high caliber wrestlers, because in a normal wrestling there are different rules, but sambo helps you to be good MMA fighter. So if that's your first step before being an MMA fighter, that's perfect. And of course if your dad is a national trainer and it's himself very good at it, that's a perfect first step for you. So that was one thing. He was very close to his dad. He listened to his dad. His dad was a phenomenal coach. He brought 18. He was the reason why 18 people from his area, from Dagestan, they were world champion in sambo or any other combat sport. And 35 people who turned pro because of him, including his son. Of course, his son is the biggest achievement with being 2 times a world sambo champion, and then of course UFC champion, defended his belt 3 times now. And that was one reason. The other reason, in general, parents in our culture, it's very important to be always close with your family, with the parents, with very close people to you. He always listened to his dad, to his also to his mother, and that gives you such a strong belief and attitude, and it makes you so tough and strong, and you don't give up. You definitely don't give up when you want to do everything to please your parents. And then the third component, which is the most important component for him, his religion. He's a Muslim and he's a strongly believer in God and everything about the religion. And that makes him so strong, and his belief and faith helped him a lot. The strong connection with God and with his family, all that together toughened him up so hard. Plus his dad also make his dad was always there, and he made sure he trains hard and smart but never gives up. There was one time when he was a teenager, his dad always put him up against high caliber competitions that were way better than him, and at that time he was very strong, but he was fatigued very fast and he always lost. That was before he was a pro, and then Habib was 17, 18, like that. And then one day he was so exhausted, angry, and tired from that, and he was crying because of that, out of anger. And he asked his dad, why are you doing it all the time? I'm always losing. And then he said, you need that humble lesson. You need basically to eat that humble pie. Soon you will be the best and you will not lose again. And yep, that was definitely true. I mean, since he was a pro, 29 and 0. So that is perfect, the perfect record. And his dad's training made him just so perfect, tough. And again, all the combination together, his family in general, his dad as a coach, and the religion and the connection with God. And then when the fight was finished, Habib was on the ground and he cried everything out of his body. I'm sure he did it also prior, and there were probably a lot of nights and days when his dad died that he cried and thought about him a lot. But his dad also made him so tough, and he said to him always, no matter what happens, you have to be strong, you have to perform. And because of that school from his dad, the life lessons, he was able with all these hard circumstances, still to perform and deliver and do a great fight. And yeah, that's just the willpower he has. A lot of people, especially in his division, in the most killer division and most stacked division, they don't have it. That's why he won all the time. And then he retired because he talked to his mother for 3 days and said, yeah, he will not fight anymore because his mother doesn't want, and he promised her that's the last fight. And he said, and he's always a man of his word, it comes also from the religion, when you promise something, then I have to stick to it, so he will not fight again. Although a lot of people knew the goal was, and it was always the father's goal, to be 30-0, but that didn't happen because his mother didn't want it, so he was fulfilling the wish of his mother. And yeah, the only way Habib will come back is if his mother in a couple of years, next year, in 2 or 3 years, maybe says one day, you know what, I want you to compete one more time to get 30-0 for your dad. Then he will come back. Other than that, he will never come back again. He's not like a lot of fighters that say, I'm retired, and then they come back, they retire, they come back. No. So yeah, I hope you like that look behind the scenes and the perspective of a Habib Nurmagomedov, why he's so dominant. And thank you for listening, for the support. That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid. And thank you again for listening. Until next time. Bye, everybody. Thank you.